Welcome to the Julie Tussey Show. I am so excited to have you here with me today. April is joining me in the studio, and we are going to talk about No Shave November. We're going to talk about Julie Tussey TV and supplementing your supplements with real food. Go figure that one out. And don't forget, we're going to be talking about Wells Plastic Surgery and Skincare in Lexington, Kentucky. They have a great eye deal right now for you.
No shave. No shave.
Pop the glam pain. It's time for the Julie Tussey Show live guest, current events, scathing exposés. The original suburban bombshell, the big blonde baby, giving you the fastest, funniest, most informative 30 minutes of your life. And now, here's Julie Tussey.
Thank you so much, everybody. So excited to be here. How about you, April?
Woo!
She's in fine form and hasn't even had any bourbon.
No, not yet. It's only... I should be drinking bourbon by now. It's afternoon. It's Kentucky after 12 o'clock. It's time.
And it's the holidays, right?
Yes,
the crazy holidays. Well, April, what have you been up to?
Well, let's see. We've got the holidays coming up. I'll tell you what I'm not up to. I'm not up to putting up the Christmas tree before I eat the turkey. That's what I'm not, what I'm not up for.
You are not going to like me then, because I'm thinking about putting mine up like in a day.
That's okay.
I'm thinking about getting it up. Well, I like it.
Well, I know that you're a grateful person, or you're going to celebrate Thanksgiving, but I just feel like the retail industry has decided we don't need to be grateful, humble, turkey-eating human beings. Let's go right into retail and emptying our wallets. And I just feel like the whole message is being lost. It's not that I don't like Christmas. I just feel like there's some Thanksgiving and gratefulness I feel like we should really own.
Exactly.
That's all.
Well, we've talked about on the last podcast that Thanksgiving is a humble holiday. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there is a push. My push is I'm thankful every day. So Thanksgiving isn't that mm-hmm. big of a deal to me. Mm-hmm. I'm glad to have the family and, of course, all the delicious food. We talked about that.
Right.
But I love all of the Christmas spirit and the Christmas mm-hmm. music and the Christmas mm-hmm. decorations. You know, I may not have ever said this before, but I've always wanted to be an interior designer.
I know you have, and you would be amazing at it.
Thank you. I kind of maybe have a little natural gift there, so I kind of get to show my flair for Christmas, you know, and so that mm-hmm. makes me happy because it's kind of like moving a room. I don't know if anybody listening, mm-hmm. if you get tired of your rooms and you want to change them all the time, but I'm kind of like that. I like to move things.
It's just funny because just last night I took down like the spider webs and all the creepy stuff, and now I'm like, woohoo, time for Jesus, you know?
Goodbye, devil. Hello, Jesus.
Yes, goodbye, Halloween. Hello, Christmas. And oh, yeah, there's Thanksgiving. And so I left just the pumpkin stuff up and took down the spooky stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have very many Thanksgiving type decorations.
No, I bring out, I do a, like for Halloween, I do a harvest mm-hmm. theme with the pumpkins and all the mm-hmm. orange and all the green and all of the foliage and that kind of stuff. And so I never do decorate mm-hmm. for Halloween. I'm not a big Halloween fan, which I think I talked about that before. Ghosts and goblins, you know.
Well, this time of year, food is a big thing.
Yes.
And I feel like I eat enough food to get all of my vitamins. But that's what we're talking about today,
right? Are you trying to segue? Well, before we go there, it's No Shave November.
No Shave November.
I'm so excited about No Shave November. Somebody sent me on Facebook, and it was a guy named Johnny, and he sent me a picture of a girl who was doing No Shave November, and her legs looked like a hairy chest. And it was so disgusting.
Pretty
ew. I said, that is disgusting.
Pretty ew.
And he said, yeah, it is. I'm like, ooh, no, I can't even go there.
Mm-mm.
Like stubble. Doesn't stubble just stubble irritate you?
It does, if I can feel it at all, it has to go.
I know. It's horrible because I should own a razor company.
Well, shaving isn't only about getting rid of hair. It actually exfoliates your skin. There's mm-hmm. some men, if they want to spend a little extra money, they'll buy the cheaper razors. But the disposable ones, literally use them one time, throw it out, and a fresh one every day. Like, really, like, I know it sounds kind of expensive, but my cousin, who works at a skincare center in California, he gets all of his advice and products from them. And he says that's the way to go for men, is to use the cheaper, but not, you know, razors. Right. Literally use a fresh one every day, and it will keep your skin so smooth and so soft.
Those cheap ones, mm-hmm. they kill my legs. Well, I think they peel the skin off.
I think it's probably a special kind for men that are a little bit more disposable, but still nice quality. Yeah, yeah. The one they make for women are kind of, you have to get the nice ones for women, because we've got lots of curves, and I always get my knees and my
skin
shins.
Is soft. Yeah, and on the back of your ankle, that little...
Ouch.
Oh, gosh. That's so painful. I hate that. Well, we're doing No Shave November because April and I have made a pact that we are going to join the men for No mm-hmm. Shave November, and we're not shaving for a whole month.
That's right.
And then we're going to give you a photo shoot so you can see how this happens.
Yes.
So please... in awareness of prostate cancer and being preventative mm-hmm. and getting your checkups, which I know is, we've talked about, just a horrible thing for a man. Women, we have to do it all the time.
Right.
But for men, it's terrible. But go get it done, mm-hmm. guys, so we can shave.
Yes. Right.
I can't take anything beyond November. Right,
right.
But so we wanted to bring awareness to that. We have great things coming up on the Julie Tussey Show. We've been talking with the Wells Plastic Surgery and Skincare Center in Lexington, Kentucky. Dr. Wells is amazing. Mm-hmm. He's helping us to age Wells.
Right.
Yes, we coined that. I think we should get royalties, don't you? I'm planning on royalties on that one. But no, we're going to age Wells, and they have such great services. Look them up. It's mm-hmm. the website is wellsplasticsurgery.com. Isn't that it? You might have to verify that, but I believe that's what it is. And just an awesome, awesome mm-hmm. place if you want to look a little younger. I'm mm-hmm. not, I don't know about you, April, but I am not going down without a fight,
sister. That's right. That's right. There are lots of things that you can do, and it doesn't necessarily include any kind of surgical procedures either. So make sure you look them up.
And hey, you have your mm-hmm. computer, pop it on. We'll mm-hmm. make sure it's right. Yeah, make sure you go look them up. And you know, if you need plastic surgery, yay, go for it. They're awesome. Have a great reputation, new facility. And if you just need some great skin care, man, they've got the most amazing mm-hmm. products there. I'm so excited to be working with them.
It is wellsplasticsurgery.com.
Say, I mm-hmm. thought so. Sometimes my blonde brain actually works.
Yes.
Got Angelo and Veronica coming up. They are my favorite gospel recording artists. Been listening to them since the early 90s. And yes, I'm 30.
Right.
So most of my life, I've been right. listening to them.
Yes.
And so excited for them to come on. They have a new album coming out, so we're going to be talking to them. I've got the weight loss, the Skinny on Weight Loss Girls. They're the mm-hmm. YouTube sensations. They're coming this weekend, so probably next week we'll pop them in. Super, super fun.
Awesome.
Gonna learn how to cook our holiday foods.
Yeah.
Healthy. Big announcement. Julie Tussey TV is probably going to happen.
All right.
Quickly. I think we're going to do a holiday cooking show.
How fun.
And then I'm going to spin off on my Gimme the Skinny series
mm-hmm.
and going to be showing you some of the great things that I do to make, because I'm a spicy eater. Are you a spicy eater?
I'm not.
You're not.
I'm really not. I wish I was, because I have heard it's really great for you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's the Italian. I'm, you know, Italian, but I live on Mexican food. Crazy family there. So I've got to have spicy food. And one of the things I learned a long time ago about me is if I can't have the things that I love, I will not stick to a healthy eating mm-hmm. regimen. I don't know what it is. I think it's I'm spice driven.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? So I've learned how to make some really great dishes. So I think we're going to take one dish at a time and make a series on the Julie Tussey TV called Gimme the Skinny.
How fun.
Yeah, to show you some of my secrets. Down 24.2 pounds, woo! Baby. Woo! Finally. April's been my inspiration. We go in the office and we try to see whose stomach can growl the loudest. No, not really. But, you know, we'll be like, are you sure you really want that, Big Mac? Do you really want that, April? And so we go back and forth and encourage each other. Of course, I'm going to call Heather Robertson. If you're listening, my girl, wants you to come back on for the first of the year, because we did the what was it? The resolution solution. In other words, instead of making a resolution and a year later making the same resolution over and over and over about your weight, let's break that. And so she was here with us, and I was 24 and a half pounds heavier and heartbroken and disgusted and busted and couldn't lose weight for anything. And so she's, I want her to come on, and I'm going to be like, yo, Heather, look what happened. And but she's amazing. Look her up. So lots of really exciting things. When we come back, we're going to be talking about
vitamins.
What are we going to do?
Supplement your supplements with real food.
That's right. It's going to be great. We'll
No shame. November.
I'm Julie Tussey. Smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussey Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussey Show.
Santa baby, slip a sable under the tree for me. I've been an awful good girl, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, a 54 convertible to light blue. I'll wait up for you, dear Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Next year I could be oh so good. If you check off my Christmas list, Santa honey, I want a yacht, and really that's not a lot. I've been an angel all year, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa cutie, there's one thing that I really do need, a deed to a platinum mine, Santa cutie, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Santa baby, fill my stocking with a duplex and checks. Sign your X on the line, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Come and trim my Christmas tree with some decorations bought at Tiffany's. I really do believe in you. Believe in me, Santa baby. Forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. Idle me on the phone, Santa baby, and hurry down the chimney tonight. Hurry down the chimney tonight.
So today we are going to be talking about supplementing your supplements. This is a topic that, believe it or not, we have a special Mexican restaurant. No, how do you say it?
Nuevo.
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 Nuevo Vallarta.
Nuevo Vallarta, my favorite. I love the owners, love the food. All the everybody in there knows us. Mm-hmm. They make special things for
they
us.
They do.
Yeah, they do. So we go there and we have what we call business lunches, and they're actually like a think tank mm-hmm. while we eat tacos.
While we eat Speedy Gonzales, which is the name of the meal
that's
we had
right.
today.
That's what we had today. So their food's great. If you get a chance, they're in Richmond, Kentucky. Go check them out. Mm-hmm. They rock it. They rock. And this topic came up today, and I was talking to April earlier because I think I'm going to start taking a pre or probiotic. Mm-hmm. Which one is it that
I'd
be taking?
I'm not sure, but I think it's probiotic.
A probiotic mm-hmm. because my stomach has been hurting too much as I've made these food changes in mm-hmm. my life. And so I'm going to try Activia. Mm-hmm. And that got me to thinking about, there was a book that I read about 4 years ago, and it really, although I couldn't follow the program lined out in it perfectly, it really marked my life, and some of the things that the author said in it never left me. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, I went to the grocery store, and I bought some of the things we're going to talk about today, and here I read that book four mm-hmm. or 5 years ago. So she impacted me, and one of the things that I was telling April about, it's a book called This Is Why You're Fat, and then in real little letters, and How to Get Thin Forever.
Right.
But I love the title because it's like, all right, let's just lay it out. You're fat. Mm-hmm. You mm-hmm. got some fat and you need to get rid of it. Mm-hmm. It's as simple as that. But it's written by Jackie Warner, and she has quite a story of how she was heavy and she got thin. She's now a personal trainer and writes books and all that. So Jackie, if you're listening, baby, we want you to come on and talk to us about this because you have changed my life and you don't even know it yet. Mm-hmm. You don't know it. But one of the things that I remembered her saying was that she will eat specific foods in the day like they are a vitamin. So let me quote this. Mm-hmm. She has a quick tip. I keep packets of instant oatmeal on me at all times. Of course, not non-sugared, mm-hmm, the regular. Right. When I go to a Starbucks or any other eatery, I ask for a cup of hot water to prepare the oatmeal, and I eat it down in a few bites. I look at my instant oatmeal as a vitamin, mm-hmm. not a meal. And I love that because mm-hmm. I think part of my stomach issue is I have a hard time getting fiber, mm-hmm. enough fiber, because I don't eat bread. I don't mm-hmm. eat a lot of grains. And I'm gluten-free now, so that eliminates a lot of that. And so mm-hmm. I love oatmeal, but I have trouble fitting it in. So I thought, you know, what if I did take it? Like, if you ate a packet of oatmeal mm-hmm. before you ate your lunch, you would eat less calories, too.
You would definitely eat yeah. less calories.
I know. And so, I don't, mm-hmm. you're too young for this, April, but when you were a baby, they had this thing, and it was like a shake, and it was made out of potatoes and you would mix it in your blender. It tasted good. It was chocolate or vanilla or whatever, and it had a potato base in it and you would drink it before your meals, and that stuff worked great. And then I could never find it again, but it really worked to help curb your appetite. So I had decided, instead of buying the packets, though, I like old-fashioned oatmeal better mm-hmm. than the instant stuff,
right.
I'm gonna take it wouldn't work on the run. I would have to take mm-hmm. packets when I'm out away from the house. Mm-hmm. But when I'm home, I will just take a third cup of old-fashioned oats, throw them in the microwave with some water for 2 minutes, mm-hmm. and there you go. And do that, because I feel like that would just be a healthy way to get your fiber in. Mm-hmm. And so I'm going to do that. The other thing, though, that she had said is, I don't love vegetables, so I sneak them into my regular meals. I do this, too. Mm-hmm. I add a handful of fresh spinach to my fruit shake in the morning. The fruit cuts the bitterness of the greens. Also, I keep broccoli in the freezer at work. Every day, I microwave a cup for 1 minute, 25 seconds, and just gobble it down in a couple of bites. This is another one of my vitamins. Mm-hmm. And that got us to talking about this idea of not actually taking pills, but using our food mm-hmm. as vitamins. Now, with the broccoli, I love broccoli, mm-hmm. but I love broccoli with butter and mm-hmm. cheese
right.
and salt and pepper.
Right, right.
But do you know if you put like a fat-free Italian dressing on hot broccoli, it is fantastic.
Oh, I bet.
I buy Zesty Italian, just any brand, mm-hmm. Zesty Italian, and I buy the full fat, and I pour off as much as oil as I can, and it actually has a better flavor. Mm. It still tastes like the real thing, because mm-hmm. I'm not much on the fat-free lines of foods. Like,
oh, yeah.
They put some other fluffy something in there,
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so that's really, really good. So I actually bought broccoli and oatmeal yesterday, and then we talk about this today. Mm-hmm. So As a result, we wanted to talk today about supplementing your supplements. Right. You know, I believe we're going to start a movement.
Yeah.
I believe we're going to start a movement. And you found a really good article. Yeah.
So Time Magazine, their section called Time Health, they were talking about how the supplement chain GNC, and everyone has seen GNC everywhere, they've been under a lot of scrutiny. So they decided to overhaul the quality of their products and using some new high-tech testing systems. Because there was an investigation done by the New York Attorney General that revealed the quality of supplements is highly variable, and many pills don't contain the ingredients they say they do, or they have other ingredients that aren't listed or that you don't need. And so we're kind of going back to that old-fashioned notion of let's just eat right. And really, the article basically sums it up by saying you really don't, unless your body has a deficiency in a certain mineral or something you need, and it's not able to absorb it, then really your diet should be enough. And so there's some, the first thing here is talk about vitamin C. A lot of people take vitamin C either like through drinks or through eating. And you don't have to do that. I mean, really, you get it already through lots of fruit juices and things like that.
I know. So. And you know, there's a really good, I used to have to take vitamin C because I was tested for Addison's disease, which is a adrenal problem. You can actually die from it, and thank God I didn't have it, but I was on the borderline of having it, and it meant my adrenals weren't working properly. And so when you have that, you have to take vitamin C, like this is what we're talking about, when you would have to take it,
right?
And you have to take a lot of salt, which is really weird, and a lot of sleep. That's how you heal your adrenals. And so I did learn, here's one way to know if you don't go and get a blood test if you need vitamin C. They say on day one, take 500 milligrams. Then the next day, increase it every day, 500 milligrams, until you get diarrhea. And once you get to that place where your body is becoming ill from it, then you back off 500 milligrams, and that's how many milligrams you need. So if you're actually going to take the pill, that's one way to do it. But a better way to get your vitamin C is with your citrus, oranges and red and green peppers and tomatoes and kiwi. I eat that. I live on that. Do you live on
that? You eat all those things.
I do.
I love fruits. I love tomatoes.
So. I love tomatoes. Oh, there's one called Kamada. I call them Kamada. Who knows what they're really called? That's just part of the big blonde baby syndrome. And they are so good. They're like a brown tomato. Have you ever seen them?
I don't think so.
They have them on sale this week. Like, they're normally $4 for this, about five of them. They're they're little under medium-sized tomato. And they are so good. They're so, so good. They're 99 cents a pack. Where'd I find those? Either at Meyer Kroger. Do a Google search. But yeah, tomatoes. April, I don't know about you, but I like to take tomatoes, and if they're going bad, like my garden was like insane. You can go on Instagram and go see the video. It was hilarious. I planted one plant and it just got gigantic. And I had a bazillion tomatoes. But I like to take them. Do you know you can take them and dice them up and freeze them?
No.
If you have tomatoes in your house and they're about to go bad, you can freeze them, and then you can put them in soups. You can put them in spaghetti sauce, and you can have them that way. But that, of course, get a freezer bag Ziploc to put them in, or a glass dish, or however, quart jar, whatever you're going to do with them, something healthier, and do that with them. But another trick that I've only just learned, and I'm 30 now, is I only just learned this. Is if you will take your tomatoes right when they get ripe and slice them up and put them in a container. I have a lot of glass containers with a plastic snap-on lid. They will stay like three times as long. They'll stay fresh.
I didn't know that.
Cutting it up. It's so weird.
Yeah.
But don't refrigerate your tomatoes until they're ripe. That's my mama's Italian secret.
Gotcha. Makes sense.
Yeah. So what else can we supplement our supplements
with? Well, calcium's huge, right? Especially women. We need our calcium. They're saying kale. Kale all the way.
Oh, what the kale?
Kale.
Did you just go there?
Yeah, we knew yogurt had kale.
Does anybody have a recipe they can send for kale? Oh, my Lord.
You know, my boyfriend hates vegetables. I've told you that. He will eat kale, and this is what he does. He breaks it up in pieces, sprinkles, I think it's like Hidden Valley Ranch packet, the powder. We'll sprinkle ranch powder. He'll do this to broccoli as well, and bake it. And then it comes out crispy.
and flavored like ranch.
Oh, that sounds good.
That's how he'll eat it.
That.
That's
I can put a little teeny bit in a smoothie. I just haven't acquired a taste. But one thing I did do, and I would have to look it up, I think my recipes on Instagram a couple years ago, I would take it, wash it, de-stem it. You know, those stems are hard and sharp and bitter.
Yeah.
De-stem it, and then I would like spin it, get it really dry, pat it dry, put it in a bowl, put some olive oil on it, toss it, and then I made my own hot and spicy stuff, and then I would bake it in the oven like 250 for an hour or two, and it got like potato chips, like really thin potato chips. Now that I could handle.
Yeah.
All right.
Yes.
So we can get that. But broccoli, we can see if we add broccoli and oatmeal every day, we're getting our calcium right there. And chia seeds.
Chia. And then we've got...
Chia. It's, that's what those seeds are. They grow on the side of a cow. You know what I mean?
I didn't know broccoli had calcium.
I did not either. And yogurt. But the chia seeds, something you can do with those, April. Have you ever had chia seeds?
I don't think so.
They are a gelatinous seed. In other words, if you take like fresh strawberries, mash them up, put them in a pan, put a little honey or anything you want to sweeten them, and bring them to a boil and put a teaspoon or 2 teaspoons of chia seeds in it, maybe a tablespoon depending how many strawberries, and bring it to a boil, it will actually thicken like gelatin and you can make your own homemade jams.
Wow.
That are refrigerator jams.
That sounds great.
Yeah, and they're fantastic. Huh. And the you can actually take like almond milk and vanilla and a little sweetener and chia seeds and make a pudding out of it. Huh. Now, they're one of the superfoods. They're super, super healthy for you, but they're kind of high in calories. So you got to, watch what you're doing with them, but super good for you.
Now, what do you do for B vitamins? Anything in particular?
I do the vitamin B12 under my tongue because I get tired easy.
Okay.
And it's kind of one of the symptoms of lower. And do you know B vitamins are what help you with anxiety?
Yeah. This is vitamin B12 is taken a lot. It's important for red blood cell formation and neurological function. And who knew this? Eggs are a great source. And the experts are saying, don't chastise the egg for being high in cholesterol. One large hard-boiled egg has 0.6 micrograms of B12, which is about 10% of the recommended daily value. Just 3 ounces of trout or salmon gives you your daily amount. And then here with vitamin B6, they're saying it's great for pregnant women, for their metabolism, brain development during pregnancy. And
of
it's
the
found,
baby.
Yeah, the baby. Food like nuts, tuna, and chickpeas.
Yeah, chickpeas is another thing you can roast in the oven.
Oh, is it?
You drain them, rinse them really well, toss them in a little bit of olive oil, and put any flavoring you want on them. I like a hot and spicy, like cayenne, garlic powder, onion powder, and I make that kind of a thing. And you can bake them, but don't break your teeth. They can be pretty hard and crunchy.
Uh-oh.
Like if your teeth are soft, you won't want to do that.
Hmm.
Chickpeas also make hummus in a food processor. Little olive oil, little garlic, little salt, salt, and make hummus.
Nice.
Put some jalapeno in there. Get it going on. Yeah, I'm really happy about the egg thing. I mean, I've heard so many evil things about eggs, but I love eggs.
They're
Do you love eggs?
Yeah, they're saying eggs are okay now. Yeah, I've always loved eggs. I like them scrambled. I don't like them fried. I don't like that yellow yolky stuff.
So when I offered to make you fried eggs and fried spaghetti or fried potato salad in the last episode,
I can't do a fried
you'd have to have scrambled.
Scrambled,
Do you do soft scrambled?
Like, you mean just runny scrambled?
Yeah, Gary will eat them raw. Like,
I don't think you're supposed to. I worry about the health.
Me too. So, you know what I do? I put half and half or some milk in it.
Oh, milk.
And then you can cook the egg completely done, but they're still soft.
Definitely. And the more milk, the better.
Yeah,
for sure.
I know, exactly.
So, vitamin A is the next one. It's great for vision, the immune system, reproduction, and support for the heart, lungs, and kidneys. And they're saying the sweet potato is a very potent source of vitamin A. Just one sweet potato baked in the skin has over 28,000 international units, the IU. I have seen that in parentheses on the back of labels before.
Yeah, and I don't know what it means.
Capital IU in parentheses. That means international units of. Must be some measurement of the vitamins. It says it's got over 28,000 international units, IU, of vitamin A per serving, which is 561% of the daily recommended value.
Wow.
The sweet potato.
Who knew the sweet potato? What a sneaky little sweet potato. You know, some people actually slice sweet potato and put it in the toaster.
Really? And
yes. I don't know how it gets done. We might have to try that. But they slice it and they put it in the toaster and it cooks and they pull it out and eat almond butter on it. Mm. Now, I have had a baked sweet potato and I have pulled it out, you know, nothing else on it, no butter, and put almond butter on top of that and eaten it.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have a drink, but oh, is it good. Mm. And it's so filling. Mm-hmm. It's so good for us.
All right.
It's so good for us. Yum.
Neat. I love sweet potatoes. So vitamin E. Vitamin E is pretty big. I think of like my skin and my hair when I think of vitamin E, things I need for that. And they're saying it's all about roasted almonds are one of the best. So vitamin E acts as an antioxidant in the body and supports the immune system in fighting off bacteria and viruses. So apparently it's also good when you're sick.
Oh, wow.
So the almonds and also peanuts and hazelnuts also have a lot of vitamin E in it. And it says 1 ounce of dry roasted almonds contains 6.8 milligrams of vitamin A, which is 34% which was the previous vitamin, which is 34% of the daily recommended value. So almonds also have
A
vitamin
and
A.
D.
And
A&E. A&E. It has its own television
station.
Right,
has A&E, yeah. So that's neat.
I like almonds. Mm-hmm. I do. You do want to watch, if you're going to eat nuts, watch your quantity. What did they say? Seven.
Yeah,
eat
you don't,
seven almonds
yeah,
or 14.
You only need, you only need an ounce of dry roasted almonds to get half the amount of vitamin A you need a day. So you don't need that many.
I never knew.
So I'm looking at some almonds right now.
Yeah, what do I have here? Cherry berry mix from Michigan, because there's Michigan cherries. Oh my gosh, April. You should try those after the podcast.
I wonder
what
cherries are good in. Let's see. Okay, we've got the next one is magnesium. Which,
they're good in deliciousness.
Good in deliciousness, yeah.
Vitamin D.
So it seems like nuts have a lot of vitamins.
Yeah.
Now they're saying, okay, for magnesium, eat the cashews.
Yes.
All about the cashews. It's great for regulating blood sugar and blood pressure, as well as maintaining nerve function.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
I don't know if you knew this, but if you take magnesium before you go to bed, if you have trouble sleeping, it will help you sleep like a baby. And I think we were talking about this Epsom salts bath.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's full of magnesium. And you could put, I put like a half a cup. You could put the entire bag in and take a bath.
Mm-hmm.
And your body will only absorb what it needs, but you will sleep like a baby. And if you get leg cramps, cramps in your legs and limbs, it fixes that too. So I guess we can eat cashews while we're taking our bath.
Our bath, right, and our magnesium, right.
Exactly.
So iron. A lot of people have iron deficiency. I've heard that. So they're saying about 14 to 18% of Americans use a supplement that contains iron. But it's recommended that men age 19 to 50 get 8 milligrams of iron a day, and women at the same age get 18 milligrams. Or almost twice as much if they're pregnant.
Hmm.
Half a cup of boiled and drained spinach has 3 milligrams of iron, which comes out to about 17% of a daily recommended amount. But a half a cup of boiled and drained spinach would be not that much.
No, I mean, you would get a lot. It would be a lot raw because it cooks down so much.
Right.
I don't like it cooked. I like it raw.
Oh, okay.
And I don't like the big spinach. I like the baby spinach.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And I can just sit and eat that all day long.
Right.
I just like that.
A big spinach salad.
Yeah, it's really good for you.
Awesome. Vitamin D. Well, other than sunlight, which is still a great way to get your vitamin D, it's saying it's a tricky nutrient because it's available in very few foods. And although fatty fish like salmon and tuna do contain it. So lots of foods are fortified with vitamin D, which is needed for calcium absorption and cell growth. 3 ounces of cooked salmon contains 444 international units of vitamin D, which is 112% of the daily recommended value.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
So salmon, yeah, try to add salmon in. The vitamin D thing, though, I'm going to beg to differ with them a little bit. And they have proven that women who are lower in vitamin D get breast cancer easier.
Really?
And there's a whole slew of horrible health issues with your vitamin D. So go to your doctor and have it checked every year.
For sure.
And if they tell you to take the vitamin, take it. Eat your salmon and all of that. But I've actually had a problem with this and I struggle to keep my vitamin D up, and I go out in the sun. I don't eat enough fish. I just don't like fish very much.
Yeah.
Dang it. I love, you know, crab and lobster. But that vitamin D for women health, women's health especially, is very dangerous to not have enough.
Yeah.
So you definitely want to get it checked all the time and see if you are one of those people that needs to do more than a food supplement with it, because I am, and I know that it can lead to bad things. Heart disease, I believe, for in women with low, just some bad things. Yeah. So check that out. But April, what a great article. And that was from...
that was from Time Magazine.
TimeMagazine.com or Time.com. Yeah. Thank you for sharing that with us, Time.com. We appreciate you. Well, I wanted to talk to you about one other thing before we go, and that is... We have a great Thanksgiving program coming up for you. You're going to be hearing Christmas songs in the podcast. If Mr. Tussie has time, you may hear one in this podcast. And we have a Christmas CD out, and it's called Merry Christmas, Gary and Julie Tussie. Lots of fun stuff like that. If you are ready to Christmas shop and you want the perfect gift for your woman, write to me at julietussie@gmail.com. I have a jewelry line that is second to none with a great guarantee, absolutely stunning and gorgeous and versatile. Mm-hmm. One necklace sometimes can be five different looks, and I will help be your personal shopper if you want me to help you choose. If you're listening and you want to go, you can check it out on julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. You can order directly from there and get just absolutely, isn't it stunning?
Oh, it's great jewelry. It really is.
There's statement pieces. Mm-hmm. There's everyday pieces. Mm-hmm. Just beautiful.
A good variety.
I had to go put my earrings on today because when I came down in the studio, I'd forgotten them and I was naked. So I had to go fix that. So I'm rocking my earrings today. But, you know, jewelry is the number one gift in America, period. Mm. Hands down. And so if you want a quality product with a really reasonable price, I mean, it's reasonably priced. And if you have any questions, just reach out to me at julietussie@gmail.com. Go see our new website, thejulietussieshow.com. So exciting. Mm-hmm. And lots of fun things going on there. I'm still hearing from people on the sugar-free summer.
Awesome. They just can't let it go.
No. And you know, Facebook is notorious for... You try to close a page because I knew it was for the summer. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, okay, delete the page.
Right.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
It's like
it
eternal.
It stays on forever?
Yeah. And it keeps sending me notifications and people can keep following. So that's going on.
Okay.
So lots of exciting things. Take time to be thankful for something today. Reach out and love on somebody. I'm going to be loving on April over here for being my buddy. Thank you for being in the studio today.
Of course.
April, you rock. This is Julie Tussie telling you, you only get one life. Live it to the fullest.
We are aging Wells on the Julie Tussie Show. Voted top cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Henry Wells is available to help you age Wells too. WellsPlasticSurgery.com, an official sponsor of the Julie Tussie Show.
No shave November.
I'm Julie Tussie, smart enough to be a blonde. Connect with us on social media at facebook.com, The Julie Tussie Show, home of the original Suburban Bombshell.
There's nothing more powerful than love and acceptance. Find it in abundance here on The Julie Tussie Show.
For fantastic jewelry that is designer look with a fantastic price, go to julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com. That's julietussie.mypremierdesigns.com.
Want to feel amazing, strong, and healthy any time of the day or night? Go to Get Fit in Richmond, Kentucky. Open 24 hours a day with memberships as low as $14.99 a month. Fitness on your schedule. Get Fit. I'm Julie Tussie, teaching you how to pull yourself up by your thigh-high bootstraps.
I can parallel park my Cadillac and stilettos with a baby on each hip, sipping my Starbucks and managing two companies all at the same time. I am an American woman. Need I say more? Pop the glam pain.
If life is my oyster, darling, pass the hot sauce.